Aura last night. I repeated it over to a few people. I was very excited with it.
What's up, Aura?
Aura is
Insight?
an insight, yeah. That the lotion of the Maseilas Yeshar, when he explained why is it that the first step of the ladder of Pinchas Ben Yair is Torah? Why does that have to be the first step?
There are
Why?
40 ways to
What?
come.
Why can't 40 ways? Why can't the first step be just go straight to Zahirus? Why does Torah indeed have to be the first way? So, why? So he said. So I think we said an amazing shot yesterday. No one has it over because it's very fundamental. The point of this book is not the key how to become a good person. Because a good person doesn't need Torah to know how to become a good person. Theoretically. Because a good person means in the secular world, what does a good person mean? It means a kind person, a compassionate person, a considerate person. That's what I think. Maybe you could throw in honesty as a value. Objectively, schwach. But no one cares about anything else. And it's not matters. That's what makes you a good person. What makes you a good person is you is only one thing, I think. Objectively, this guy's a great guy, a compassionate person. He'll go to the soldiers, give a charity, he's a charitable guy, whatever. Right? By Torah standards, in order to be a good person, in order to reach shlemus, which is completion, which is you need Torah, because the only way to really achieve shlemus is through spirituality. And spirituality you can only attain through Torah.
Yeah, that's what it says. Like, if you not be for Torah, we'll learn sneers from the cat and thrissus from the neman.
Right, then
That because
there's
but
Matthias
that
and the Bria of certain
but
values.
that's not standard thrissus, not something like that.
Right.
So there's I think that
No.
needs a green.
Okay. I hear what he's saying. But he says that Beferish. He says here, I wanna just read the line here where he says it in the in this version. He says, Vuhu, Hidarke Hashem heim gevoyim. Midarke haseichel. The ways of God are way above natural human intellect. Haseichel anoshi harbi, way above natural human intellect. So, v'chein kasuv, ki lo machshavatay machshavaseichem. Your highest that your mankind can think does not reach to my level of shlemus. So therefore, the way that you would achieve full shlemus and happiness, it cannot be only things understood by mankind. Because since shlemus is achieving a higher dagger than that, because you're trying to achieve what Hashem is to be considered shlemus, so too you have to start being achieving them on a spiritual level. That's why you need to use Torah. Even the Okay? So only through Torah can you achieve a full level of Shlemus. And this is what the Sefer is going to be. The Sefer is not only a safer of how to be a nice guy and how to be a good person, quote unquote. It's how to be the Adam HaShalim. And ultimately, the Adam HaShalim is somebody whose every decision and act are driven by spiritual reasons, are driven by his neshama and not by his gof.
Wow. Level.
Right. It means every movement. Is what does my what is my neshama? My neshama is my guiding force, and not my, you want to call it my seichel versus my lave. In the Moser Svarim, they talk about different ways. Is it seichel versus lave? Is it Yetzer Hara versus Yesem Tov? Is it, Guf versus Neshama? There's different ways you could, put down this question. And therefore, that's the purpose of the Sefer. And I have to sum up the Sefer. It's how to live your life
But here's Neshama
the
first.
Neshama guiding you through life. And that's what, as we go through the Sefer, we'll see. Zahirus, Zrizus, Precious, Nikius, Tahara, Kedusha, Ruach, okay. These are levels, and how much is a person detached from the guf and aware of the neshama and making decisions based on that? Okay. Yetzalon means that based on this, Ein Dai La'adam, in order, Kedeli Natsu Yetzirah Lasik Hashlemus, Shiyida Musu Tun Samid Yetzirah Shas Kashay Yadam Lom Duch Hachmein. It's not enough to know intellectually what's considered a good midah. But you need the Torah's input and how to reach it in a spiritual way. That could do it if it didn't come from Hashem himself. So, why? Because a logical person without a neshama, he's only going to be able to tell you how to conduct your behavior in a very good way. But a Hashem who knows about your neshama will give you insight into how to bring out your neshama more. Otherwise, it's purely behavioral, basically. So let me give you a mashal. You could have a couple that's not getting along. So a couple that's not getting along, there's two types of therapies that they can have. One is very, very superficial. It's more like behavioral. Basically, okay, listen. Compliment your wife 3 times a day. Your wife, make your husband a coffee and prepare him, a good dinner. Just tell him, I'm telling you, this stuff works. Right? So that person that giving that advice does not understand necessarily the depth of the marriage. It's just saying, do this, do that. Get them. Then there's other therapists that will have to explain, go deeper to get to the core of the relationship. Because it's something that is the core of the relationship, and he's going to talk to that in order to bring out that the relationship needs fixing. You need to become respect. There needs to be a certain amount of, love, respect, etc., that you're missing. It's not just behavioral, it's not superficial. So it's the same thing. If a person only works on a superficial secular definition of perfecting oneself, they're ignoring their neshama. So they're not addressing the main thing. So it's all behavioral. Be a nice guy. Do nice things. Do charitable acts. But you're not really becoming a better person.
Does this even mean mitzvahs? Even doing mitzvahs to that thing you've done? Same. Superficially.
But what we want to focus on is how to bring the neshama out. But the guy, the secular guy, doesn't know about that there is a neshama. So how is he going to tell you how to bring it out more? So all he could tell you is this behavioral advice type of stuff. Not really getting to the core of anything. So Mesosha Sharma is saying that that's why you need to be in touch with Torah, because Torah opens up your mind to the neshama aspect. And once you're opened up to the neshama aspect, now you understand, oh, my shlemus is to bring out my neshama even more. It's a very deep point. It's a geshmaka point. It brings out the whole sefer and the whole life. The whole concept is how to live your life based and touching into your neshama. And that's why you're making a very big point that in order to start the sefer, the first thing is Torah. Because without Torah, you don't have it. Now, I always thought
So how
maybe.
come it's neglected in here?
What is
Torah.
Yeah,
Why do they don't even put it in?
it's obvious.
Why? It's not obvious to me.
No. It's a very good question. Fantastic question. He does. So in the frontier, they break down this chapter into 5 points, and they show how three or four of the five are actually, yes, are discussed in the Sefer Maaseh Yesharim, not as their own chapter, but incorporated into other chapters. So there's many of the points that we had just here. He kind of consolidates and concentrates it in one together, but he proves that three of the 5 points or so are mentioned explicitly in the Maaseh Yesharim regular version also. So why didn't he give it that intention? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Now, we thought that maybe the reason why you have to have Torah is based on Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says a whole different reason why you have to have Torah. Because even the behavioral type of perfection you can't have without Torah. You know why? Because you want to be a nice guy. You want to be a nice guy. Without Torah, you don't know how to be a nice guy. You don't know with whom you're supposed to be nice. What does it mean to be nice? Someone needs money. He needs to pay his mortgage. He comes, I need my mortgage. And you say, look, I can lend you $5,000, but I'm pulling out of the bank, I'm getting 10%, whatever. So I'm giving you $5,000. Just give me back. In a few months from now, give me back 5,500. 10%, give me 5,200. So, are you being nice or not? So, without Torah, you'd say you're being very nice. Well, you don't have to give him the money. You're taking a risk. He may not pay you back. All you're asking is for $20 back on your $5,000. You'd be making more than that in the bank. So, you're being extremely nice. Comes the Torah and says, you're a Rasha. What are you doing? You're taking advantage of a guy who can't pay his mortgage. You're in Russia. So you can't even be nice without the Torah because you don't know what it means to be nice. We think that it's called being nice and it's called being a Russia. He gives another example. It's a good point, right? He gives another mashal. He says, a guy is opening a store right next door to another guy, same store. This guy's a pizza shop, he's opening a pizza shop. So you say, you know what? I want to be a nice guy. I want to protect the parnasa of the first guy. So you go all out milchama on this guy. How dare you go make a whole public campaign? This guy cannot open. Don't let him. Public pressure. He's coming to steal another guy's parnasa. Hold on, hold on. They went to a din Torah, and according to Allah, he's allowed to open. So if you want to be nice, you have to be nice to help him open. You're being nice to the wrong guy. You're not being nice, you're being mean because you're closing his business. How do you know who to be nice to? If you don't have Torah, you don't even know what's called being nice. You think being nice is called stopping him from opening, whereas the Torah says being nice is helping him open because he's allowed to be Allah. If he will be not allowed to be Allah, then it's called being nice by making sure he closes. So the only way to know how to be nice is if you know Torah. Otherwise, you can't even be a nice person. That's the Pidah Chazon Ish, which is unbelievable pshat. But our Pidah Maaseh Yesharim is deeper. Now, without Torah, you can't reach Shlemus because you're just going to do superficial stuff. You're not going to get down to the core of it.
Great class.
Unbelievable.
Class. Go ahead.